The last few games of baseball at Globe Life are happening. The Yankees are in for these season-ending series. But yesterday, they played an afternoon game against the Boston Red Sox. And on the mound was the Rangers' ace, Mike Minor. 9 strikeouts away from reaching 200 for the season. So he goes out quickly and strikes out, I think, 6 of the first 9 batters that he faced.
Right.
And they leave him on the mound for a while. He's up to like 130-something pitches.
No, 126.
126. Okay, right. So he's at one pitch 124, top of the 9th inning, 1 out, and he throws a pitch, and it's a foul, pop-up foul that could have easily been caught by Ronald Guzman. And as the catcher, first baseman, and pitcher are converging on the ball, I don't know who was yelling. Oh, it was Mike Minor.
It was Minor. It was the catcher, Trevino. And it was about 81 guys in the Ranger dugout.
Yelling, drop it!
Don't touch it!
Drop it! Because the count was 1-1. That made it 1-2. Mike Minor's next pitch strikes him out. That is strikeout number 200. He is yanked from the game. And all is well, right? No. Alex Cora is not happy. Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox. I didn't love the idea that we dropped the pop-up at the end, but on the other side of that, they swung at 3 pitches in a row. Oh, no, that's Chris Woodward.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Woodward.
Yes, I did jump to Woodward. Okay. Let me get to what Alex Cora said. Where is that?
I got it if you need it.
Go right ahead.
He said they played the game the right way. I'm just happy our guys are playing the right way. We're playing hard until the end. It's been 2 weeks. We've been eliminated, but we're still doing things the right way. That's all I ask. I don't manage the Rangers.
Gosh. And I'm going to promise you that I'm not going to feel if it's the other way around, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they let it drop to get the 200 strikeout. I don't care. They shouldn't care. It's not playing the game the wrong or the right way. Why are baseball players the ones that get butt hurt so quickly? Why?
T-babies.
Answer me.
Well, this game was played for Mike Minor's numbers. Now, a lot of people, a lot of old-time baseball people may be offended by this, that it wasn't being played the right way, that it was being played for statistics. Personally, I don't know why Guzman doesn't catch the pop foul and Minor going to strike out the last guy to win to close the game in the 9th inning. That's number one.
He was gassed. I'm pretty sure he was gassed after all those pitches.
It's a wonderful accomplishment. 200 innings and 200 strikeouts is a wonderful accomplishment. I will think of this as cheap, just like I think of Michael Strahan's sack record in the NFL as cheap. When Brett Favre took the ball, took about 5 steps toward the right end, and collapsed in front of Strahan to give him the sack that broke the record.
So is what the Red Sox did cheap?
No.
Because that's what Woodward is saying. They did it sort of in response to the Red Sox, who swung at the first pitch.
But the Red Sox are trying to get back in the game. The Red Sox also homered off a couple of first pitches in the game. A lot of teams realizing Minor will keep the ball in the strike zone, will early in the count look to swing.
So you think that was completely innocent, them swinging at the first pitch?
But why would they know the Rangers are going for a record that doesn't matter squat to them?
Well, obviously they do because he's so pissed off about it after the game.
Woodward said, I didn't love the idea of the drop pop-up at the end, but on the other side, they swung at 3 pitches in a row in the 8th inning down by 2. If they have any beef with that, obviously I'm pretty sure Cora did, they chose to not try and win the game as well. They were trying to keep him from striking a guy out.
Wait a minute. So the guys swinging at the first pitches were not trying to hit the ball? No, that's not true.
Man, I don't find it cheap. I don't think you're going to put an asterisk by it to say, oh, well, they dropped the pop-up and then he struck out, so it really doesn't really matter, or it doesn't count, or it's not real. To me, that doesn't make any sense.
Well,
and it's to a point to where neither one of these guys are in any kind of playoff run, and if that guy at the plate had 29 home runs and he wanted to get his 30th home run, and he's just chopping wood and trying to get the ball out of the park for his personal accomplishments, and he hits one over it. How is that cheap?
If it happens in the course of the game, what they're saying is here was a pop fly easy out that the Rangers declined to achieve some kind of statistical level.
And I guess I just don't see anything wrong with that. It doesn't bother me a bit, and it wouldn't bother me if the Red Sox did the same thing. I'm not going to call it cheap. It is what it is.
Well, my thought is, first of all, so somebody told the Red Sox this is what was happening? Somebody told the Red Sox?
Baseball players know this crap is going on.
They don't know what damn day it is. They don't have any idea what day it is. The Red Sox dugout doesn't come into the game and say, oh, wait a minute, Mike Minor needs 9 strikeouts today. They don't know that
stuff.
So
you think I'm going to disagree with that.
They don't, listen.
I think they do.
Oh, you don't think it was on the big board? Strikeout number 199.
I don't know if it was.
They knew.
I don't know if
they
it was.
So you think Woodward is a total idiot for saying they chose not to try and win the game as well. So he is completely wrong.
No. Well, they were trying to hit the ball. What if they'd have hit a home run there? Would he have ripped the Red Sox for swinging at the first pitch and hitting a homer like they had earlier in the game? No.
All right, so the Red Sox are totally innocent, and the Rangers did something foolish. That's what you're saying.
Well, no, I'm saying this was incredibly minor. Unbelievably minor. Much like baseball makes big things out of tiny things lots of times.
They are always ones that are, I think they are the ones that we will sit back and talk about and laugh at because they are so sensitive. And I do think, just like when we heard Dak say he didn't throw it away because of completion percentage and we all laugh, they're all conscious about everything that's going on in the game. And I promise you that they knew Mike Minor was close to getting 200 strikeouts.
So I've seen
because
hitters,
it was a narrative before the game.
I've seen hitters before the game, he needed 9 strikeouts. So the Red Sox,
they know exactly how many strikeouts he has during that game.
It's on the big board right in front of
him. So that was posted?
I mean, his strikeouts are on the board, and it was definitely news. Well, that was the one thing he was going for.
The Red Sox don't give a damn about stuff like that. What does that matter to their season?
You don't
season?
Think they were maybe in the dugout like, hey, guys, if
no,
nothing, else,
get 200,
no. nothing
right.
else, let's not let especially this idiot during, get 200.
Yeah, especially when he gets really close to it.
And they're like, all right,
really
nobody strike out.
What, a 200? That doesn't
so
matter
you
to them.
Really believe that the Red Sox are completely unaware
If some guy's going for his 100th stolen base, 90th stolen base, 110th, they're aware of that stuff.
What's the difference?
Because that's a baseball record. They're aware of going for, this isn't a record. This is a guy going for personal achievement with one more strike.
So you don't think any team ever says, hey, whoever it is, whatever the stat, if they ain't doing it on us.
Oh.
Whether that sometimes is a minor stat and important for one guy, but that's
definitely
what happened.
Definitely important to Minor because it was the narrative before the game and they knew.
Is there any chance, Manager Woodward, that the Red Sox thought that Minor was tiring and that they would get to him before you could get him out of there? Is there any possibility that was the strategy in the eighth inning? Have you ever considered that? You wanted to get to him to win the game before the Rangers could get the bullpen in the game.
They knew why he was in there for so long and so many
pitches.
So the
Red Sox were intentionally making outs on the first pitch.
I would not put it past them.
That's not making outs.
That's the leavings of a giant diuretic cow.
No, okay. It's not.
Not making outs, but just making sure they don't strike out.
Well, yes.
So they made sure they didn't strike out by driving the ball someplace.
What else did they have to gain in that game?
Runs and a win.
They don't care about that win.
So
they don't care.
They care about Minor not. They care about Minor not getting his 200th strikeout way more than they care about winning a baseball game.
I would tell you that probably the importance in their minds, they don't care about winning that game because it didn't affect anything.
You're in the range.
But you can personally affect this guy not getting a milestone. that was so talked about before, knowing that's the only reason he's in the game in that point for after 124 pitches.
Why don't you, other reason. Why don't you then take pitch after pitch after pitch after pitch and make Woodward decide, I'm going to let him throw 155 pitches in this game, pursuing the record? By the way,
because there might be strikes.
This is the third highest number of pitches thrown in a game this season.
Okay.
That's kind of our point.
So you think Chris Woodward's a total idiot then, who is completely wrong? Because, he said they chose not to try to win the game. They were trying to keep him from striking a guy out.
How does he know that?
Well, he's 100 feet away from them. They know what's going on in the game.
He's guessing about that.
Completely guessing.
He's freaking guessing about
that. So you in a studio 40 miles away know more than the guy who's 100 feet away, getting the feel of the game, and a baseball lifer who pretty much knows the vibe of things happening in a stadium.
Mike, let me tell you something. If you'll stop and think about this, you'll realize
something. Will you stop and think
hitters
about it?
Don't go up there trying to make outs.
Okay, you know what every hitter does, their mentality, always, no matter the circumstance. Okay, I guess it's settled.
So, in other words, you think the Red Sox hitters went out there and intentionally made outs?
Well, I believe...
So that Minor wouldn't get his 200 strikeouts.
If Chris Woodward...
That's baloney.
Okay, well, I'm afraid I will defer to the manager of the Rangers when he says it, instead of you in this case.
Then let him say whatever he wants. What I'm saying is, here's a pitcher that went out there, and the Rangers, catch the foul pop and let Minor strike out the last guy. And get a complete game. By the way, what about leaving him in the game to get a complete game? That's a wonderful achievement.
Because he didn't care about the complete game. He cared about the strikeouts, and they knew that. There's no question.
So the onus here is on the Red Sox.
I'm not understanding.
The onus here is on the Red Sox. It's their fault the Rangers did this. The Rangers looked at the Red Sox in the top of the seventh and said, oh my God, they swung at first pitches. They must know what's going on here. They must be trying to make outs. They must be trying to deny Minor his...
That's literally the quote that the Rangers manager said.
Yes.
So are you saying that he's a fool?
I'm saying that that is not what baseball players do.
Okay,
so they're trying to rally in the eighth inning and the first pitch looks good to them, hit it. Loads of people swing at first pitches. We can't assume what they were thinking when they swung at a first pitch. We just can't assume that.
We got to go.